You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
It says, "So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace."
He says, "I'm commending you." Some Bibles may say commit. "I'm commending you to God." I'm commending you to God and what?
The word of his grace.
The word of his grace. What is grace? What is grace? It's the power of God. It's the power of God. It's the power of God. It's the help of God, the ability of God, the source of God. Some of us, you know, we quote the scripture, we're saved by grace through faith. Well, we ought to find out what grace is. It's God's help for you, to help you to live this life. Come on, somebody. To help you to get ahead. And so he says, I'm commending you to God and what?
The word
of his grace. So he's commending or committing you to God and to his word. Come on. And there's grace upon that word to help you out. Read.
Which is able to build you up.
So the word can build you up.
Yep.
The word can build you up. Is that what the Bible says?
Yes.
I'm not saying it, but the Bible says it. You using the right words can build you up. But you using the wrong words can tear you down. You using the wrong words can tear your life up. Come on, somebody. Ask Red Fox. He's in the grave right now. He kept on saying, I'm having a heart attack. And then next thing you know, praise God, right on the stage there, you know, from what I understand, he had a heart attack and killed over. The enemy used his words against him. Even though it was a show, you got to be careful what comes out of your mouth. Oh, glory to God. Can God trust your mouth? Can God turn the power up in your mouth after hearing this word? Oh, glory to God. See, the Bible says that word is able to build you up and do what?
Yes, it's able to build you up and give you an inheritance.
And give you an inheritance. Whoa. Now, did y'all get that? What you speak out of your mouth, the truth that you speak out of your mouth will help you to receive your inheritance. Some of y'all, you're like, well, you know, hey, I've been serving the Lord for, you know, such and such. I haven't seen my inheritance or that things that I'm waiting on. Sometimes God is waiting on our mouths to get right. Your mouth can build you up and help you to receive your inheritance. Or your mouth can delay your inheritance. Your mouth can stop your inheritance. the children of Israel out in the wilderness. What do they say? They say, oh, there's giants in the land. Y'all tricked us. We ain't going in there and such and such. And God gave them what they said. He said, you brought our children out here to be devoured and they going to kill us and such and such and such. And so guess what? God didn't allow them in the promised land. And they stayed out there and wandered for what? For 40 years in the wilderness. It came out of their mouth. Do you know the Bible says that you are a king and a priest unto God? Okay, all right. Some of us don't even know that we're kings. How many know the Bible says he's king of what? Okay, all right. He's king of kings. Well, who are the kings? Point to yourself. He's king of kings. Tell somebody, I'm a king. Look at him. You are a king. You might not know it. Let me say this here. If you're born again, you're a king. Now, sometimes some of us as kings, and I believe it's in the book of Ecclesiastes, are living beneath our means. Because guess what? The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes said, I've seen princes on foot and slaves on horses, and he called that what? Evil. It should be the other way around. Okay, all right. So you're a king. You're a king. You're a priest. The Bible says you are a king and a what? Priest unto who? Unto God. Now, what does kings do? What does kings do?
Decree.
Rule. What else do they do?
Decree.
They decree. They say things. See, we live in a democracy. Oh, glory to God. Not a what? Monarchy. Monarchy or whatever. Right? But you need to understand that when a king says something, it's law. I'm going to say that again. When you say something as a king, thank you, sir. When you say something as a king, it's a law. Read your Bible. Oh, glory to God. Why do you think, how many saw the movie Ten Commandments, the first one, a long time ago? What would he always say? Let it be written, let it be said, let it be written. Because he knew that as a king, what he declared out of his mouth was what? A law. So now, let me say this here. If you're a king, what you're decreeing and declaring out of your mouth is a law. So if you say, I'm broke, busted, and disgusted, that's a law to you. That's a law. You're decreeing and have made it a law to be broke, busted, and disgusted. Come on. Sometimes we got to repent for things that we are saying. Oh, glory to God. Because if we're ever going to be the army of God, come on, somebody. If we're ever going to, if we're ever going to, oh, boy. The world is waiting on the children of light. Waiting on us to grow up. Waiting on our mouths to grow up. The devil don't want you to operate the way that you're supposed to operate. Man, look at, you know, all these tongue-talking people. Look at Joshua. I said it last week. Joshua looks up to the sun and the moon, come on, and says, stand still. See, Joshua was spending time in the presence of God. Joshua, you know, a lot of us read the Bible, but we miss the fact that Joshua was climbing the mountain right there with Moses. He would be up there sometimes with Moses. He would be in the tent, come on, in the tent. When the presence of God will come, and there's just some revelation, there's some things you understand, there's some things you catch when you spend time in the presence of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Some of us haven't been spending enough time in God's presence to understand that, guess what? Okay, God showed us that, guess what? You have power over nature. You have power over animals. To remember when God told Moses to build the ark. Now you building the ark, you ain't got time to be rounding up animals. Come on. And so apparently those animals had a charge from God. Come on. To go and to get on that ark. Come on. They marched right up there, marched right in their place. Where you want me at? Come on. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because let me show you something. If we don't teach the people of God their ability and what they're supposed to be operating in and how you're supposed to be operating in, the devil will control you and manage your life, for the rest of your life. You think that, let me show you something. Okay, all right. It was tax time. And Peter, I think he told Peter, he says, go down to the sea and throw your pole in there, and there's going to be a fish with money in its mouth. God know where every ship that has ever sunk is and where the treasure is. Come on. And if God got an order of fish, I want you to go down there and swallow up all these gold coins. Come on, y'all get this. Oh, glory to God. Then I want you to go to the east side of Galilee, the Sea of Galilee, and I want you, when you see a hook, I want you to bite it. Come on. And they're going to pull you out, and you're going to release what's in your mouth. Come on, somebody. Okay, all right. Are y'all getting this?
Hallelujah.
Are y'all getting this? Jesus had authority over, because hold up now, don't the Bible say to imitate God?
Yes.
Don't the Bible say do what Jesus followed?
Yeah.
Did you ever read in your Bible where Jesus was speaking to storms and telling them to shut up and be still?
Yes.
Sit down somewhere, I'm paraphrasing it. Sit down. That means he had power over what? Nature. Oh, glory to God. Man, we see a storm coming and we start packing up and leaving. I remember one time when the Lord, I was praying and the Lord said, you know, tell that storm to go to the other side. And I would go walking in the morning and all of my neighbors were like, you're gonna put your shutters up? No, I'm not putting my shutters up. I said, the storm is going to the other side. Well, you ought to put it up anyways, because guess what? If you don't and your windows are busted and you got, you know, then, they was just trying to talk me into it. I wouldn't do it. I said, the storm's going to the other side. I walked, and one morning I was walking, and who was the pastor that still lived right around, that lived when we were in Emerald Lake, the pastor. What's her name? She comes out of the house and she said, I was in prayer. She said, the Lord said, it's going around to the other side. Oh, glory to God. I said, yeah. I said, that's a confirmation. I said, God told me, oh, glory to God, to pray and that it's going around to the other side. I had a person that I was working with, and she was like, I'm going to Tampa. They were praising and talking up this storm. And I'm like, it's going to the West Coast. You don't want to go to Tampa. She went to the West Coast and got caught up in that bad boy. She was over there probably shaking in her boots, building, shaking. Why? But one of the things that I saw also is that, guess what? The body of Christ is waking up, because guess what? When these storms are coming, folks ain't sitting around listening to the news. They're going to the beach. Come on. And they're pointing and they're saying that you will not come here. Come on. Now, when did you used to see stuff like that being done years ago? You never saw this type of stuff. But the body of Christ is waking up to who they are. We are the army of the Lord. We have power. The Bible says right words. Oh, how forceful are right words. In the book of Job, chapter 6, 23. 6 and 25, something like that. The Bible says how forceful are right words. Are you speaking right words? See, everything that you say is not necessarily going to be a scripture. But you can speak right words anyways. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Just like you said, just like they were singing, I'll never be broke again. Come on, because some of us, let me show you something. Some of us, the enemy trick you and bamboozle you and get you to shut down during the praise and worship service, and you won't say what you won't minister to God with these words. So that God could take your words and do something with it. See, didn't we just start off with a verse of scripture that what? You're able to bless yourself.
Yes.
By saying. It's in the book of Isaiah. By saying. You're able to bless yourself. Why ain't you blessing yourself? Why ain't you opening your mouth and blessing yourself? Come on. You should never be quiet during a praise and worship service. Everything they singing ought to be coming out of your mouth. As a matter of fact, I gave my son a charge a long time ago, and he's doing a real good job. And I said, don't sing no songs that's pointing to the condition, that's pointing to the hardship. Sing songs that point people to God, that praise God. Sing songs that declare how blessed you are. Oh, glory to God. We get enough of that. We get enough of that watching television. Come on. We get enough of that watching our glory to God. Because when you come in here, we want your mind to be focused on God. Come on, somebody. This is why we sing. This is why we worship. Come on, somebody. You know what? I ain't even going to say that. Ooh, glory to God. Some of you all miss out. Worship, praise, and worship service is one of the most important services. Some of you all miss out in that part of the service. Had a guy named Clyde Botner. Came to church. Clyde Botner had a $10,000 debt that needed to be canceled. And Clyde Botner said that he told me afterwards that Monday, he said, man, the praise and worship service was so high. He said, I decided to ask God to pay off this $10,000 debt. The next day, that Monday, he gets a phone call and said, you know what? We're going to forgive you of this $10,000 debt. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say debt cancellation. Debt cancellation. Oh, glory to God. You know why me and my wife have debt cancellation? Hallelujah. Because guess what? We were decreeing it out of our mouths till it began to manifest. I began to decree it and declare that we will be praying and declare that we're debt free in Jesus' name. You can't forget the name. Oh, glory to God. But then one day, next thing you know, my wife had to set my bills down. I open up a letter and it says, we have decided to forgive your debt. I open up another letter. It says, we have decided to forgive. When do they do stuff like that? Oh, 2 days. When you get debt cancellation, 2 days in a row. Oh, glory to God. What are you saying? What's coming out your mouth? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Are you crying about the bill? Or are you speaking truth? Because the Bible says the truth will what? Make you free. You get some of us as Christians now, sometimes we get too deep. Well, I'm not going to lie. Because you got your eyes on the bills. Come on. You focus on the bills and ain't focus on God and his truth. Somebody go back to that verse of scripture that I read initially, but Dorothy, you stay there. Where did I tell you to go? Did I tell you to go somewhere?
Well, we finished Acts 20:32.
What the Bible says, he who blesses himself shall do forth by what? Say. Isaiah 65. I want to read that one more time. 65 and 16. Look at that. Uh-huh. Minister, I wrote that thing down. Y'all better get it. Y'all better catch this thing. I better know there's times when God is releasing truth to you because he want to bring change to your life. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Because let me show you something. Some of us would rather go out and work 3-4 jobs. Come on, somebody. Work yourself to death instead of using the word. How are you trying to live this life and get around using the word? You got to use what God has given you. This truth can make you free. Come on. It can free you up. Do you know? Okay, all right. Oh, boy. Lord, help me. I got so much to say. And I'm trying to get you guys out of here. We'll get done in the next 10 minutes. How many know the Bible says that you can't serve God and mammon? What is mammon? It's wealth. It's money. Somebody say money, 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 money.
Money, money, money.
Some of y'all need some singing lessons. Because guess what? You were supposed to serve God and the money is supposed to serve you. But if you don't know that, you'll be working for money instead of money working for you. Okay, didn't I tell you a little while ago, we have control over what?
Yes.
Nature.
Yes.
Over natural things. Right?
Yes.
Did I show you enough of it in the word?
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Jesus speaking to storms. Jesus walked on the water. Come on, somebody. Jesus, the Bible says in the book of Acts that the disciples, apostles had the doors all locked down. Come on, because they were afraid of the priests. And they were locked in the room, and all of a sudden Jesus just appeared. Come on, some folks say he went through the wall, but I'm just gonna stick with what the Bible says. He appeared. Then the Bible says that Peter was in jail, locked up, locked down. All of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden the Bible says that the angel woke him up, the chains fell off. Come on. Why? Because people were praying, because you have power and authority over natural things. All right. The chains fell off. He walked right out of the jail. Come on. The Bible says the doors opened for him. What doors are opening for you? Those people were in there praying. They were getting down. Come on, somebody. Their prayer was what? Okay, all right. What does Isaiah 65 and 16 say again?
It says, "So it shall be," in the Amplified.
So it shall be.
Yes.
So it shall. The word "be" means state of existence.
Yes.
Okay. Somebody say state of existence. If you didn't know the definition of the word be, B-E, it means state of existence. What state do you exist in? Come on, somebody. I be a minister of the Lord. I be a husband. I be a daddy. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. That's my state of existence. Oh, glory to God. Now, ask somebody, what's your state of existence? Okay, and so it shall be what, daughter?
That he who invokes.
So in other words, here God give you, sounds to me like you got permission to invoke the blessing. Because invoke, all this word means to enact a law.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It means that enact a law. It didn't say he had to be a preacher to do it. It didn't say he had to be the president to do it. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. See, the problem with us in the body of Christ is that we're letting the world run all over us. Why? Because they're making all of these crazy laws. Come on, somebody. And we just won't open our mouths. Okay, all right. I ain't even going down that road.
We already did it.
Y'all did it in Sunday school? God's people got to start saying something. Come on. Okay, all right, read.
He who invokes a blessing on himself in the land.
He who invokes a blessing. So now you've made this thing a law. Whatever you decided how to bless yourself, you made it a law.
Jesus.
Okay, read.
Shall do so.
So if you walk around saying, I'm sick, I'll never be healed, I'm going to die. Oh, glory to God. You made that a law to yourself. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
All right, because I'm checking, because, you know, some people looking at me like a cow looking at a new fence. So he who invokes a blessing, what?
On himself.
In the land.
Shall do so.
By saying. You need to watch what you say. You need to watch what's coming out of your mouth. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says life and death is in the power of what? The tongue. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says that this tongue can create so great a forest fire. Come on, somebody. You can set a fire with your mouth. But then also, you can calm things down with your mouth. What does it say, that laughter is like medicine? Yes, yes. So let me show you something. Look how powerful your laugh is. Oh, glory to God. Look how powerful your laugh is. Come on, laugh one time. Get some medicine. Ooh, get some medicine. Come on.
Yeah.
Hold up now. I'm telling you what the word says.
Yeah.
Now, so if you don't want to laugh, hey, come on. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Do it good like a medicine.
Okay, all right. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Hurricane, for straightening me out. Hurricane say, no problem. Let me show you something. So words are powerful. The Bible says they're right words. How forceful are right words? Forceful. They're a force. Come on, they're a force. What's the definition of force? I'm sure it means power. It means might. Come on. So your words, the right words, oh, glory to God, can work for you on your behalf. The truth will make you free. When you begin to understand truth, When you begin to understand how powerful the word is that God has given us, come on, that the devil had to flee. The devil couldn't stand up to Jesus because Jesus kept saying, it's written. It's written. And so what did he do? He had to pack his bags and get out of Dodge. Oh, glory to God. Ah, man. I'm bringing it on in. I got 2 minutes. I said to. Okay, all right. I didn't even get here. Woo! Let me see. Hallelujah. Tell somebody your mouth can create an atmosphere. Okay, all right. Let me say this part right here. The enemy likes to downplay the use of words in the body of Christ. He likes to downplay it. He don't want you to understand how important it is that you decree and declare or speak the right things. So he downplays it. But then again, in the background, come on, somebody, let me show you something. How many remember this last election that the witches and the warlocks were coming out, and they was endorsing a certain candidate. Now, he just happened to get in office. I won't call no name. That should have let you know something right there. You should have known when witches and warlocks start coming forth, making national news, saying we're going to endorse this candidate. You should have been running the other way. Oh, glory to God. But let me show you something. Here's Moses.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries, our address 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
praise
copy
the Lord
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. Well, John, we're told today that we need to look, sound, and act like the culture around us if we're ever going to reach it with the gospel. Some give that approach a big name, contextualization. And the verse they go to support it is 1 Corinthians 9:22, where Paul said, "I have become all things to all men, so that I may by all means save some." So, what does it mean to be all things to all men?
Well, I'll tell you what it doesn't mean. It doesn't mean that Paul changed his wardrobe. It doesn't mean that he changed his hair. It doesn't mean that he changed his musical style. It doesn't mean that before he preached a sermon, he dragged in a whole lot of cultural expressions of art and dance. I mean, that is just absolutely absurd. When he said, "I have become all things to all men so that I by all means may save some," he meant that he sacrificed anything and everything. Personal comfort, personal plans. He sacrificed health. He sacrificed safety. He sacrificed security in order to reach people. He says, "I have become all things. I have endured every kind of trial in order to reach people. That's what he's talking about. He's not saying he adopted the culture. He drew in familiar kinds of experiences as if that would enhance the gospel. Quite the contrary. Nothing changed about his style or his message. He preached